I never claim that any of the material that I preach is particularly original with me. Since the Bible has been in its completed, you know, the last book was written about over 1900 years ago, I'm sure that somebody before me came up with these ideas. Sometimes I actually remember where I got them, though. But what I want us to look at tonight is an expansion, I guess you could say, of something that one of the speakers at the Youth Day that we went to up in Northport touched on. And I thought it was really good, and I said, well, everybody needs to hear that, not just the few teenagers from here that went. So we're going to expand on that, and who knows, they may not even remember it. I mean, it was more than 2 days ago, and it was... You remember it? So you know what I'm doing? What we want to think about this evening is about our priorities. What is most important? How do we decide what we're going to do in a particular situation? How do we decide whether we do this or that? And what we're going to look at tonight is a way of putting things into perspective. Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, familiar scripture probably to a lot of us. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, all these things are the things that He's mentioned in the verses above. They're the things that we usually spend all our time worrying about. What am I going to wear? What am I going to eat? You know, what's going to happen tomorrow? Those are the things we usually spend all our time worrying about. And Jesus said, don't worry about those things. God's going to take care of that. If you will put Him first, He'll take care of those things for you. That's what a good father does. But if you've got maybe the back of an outline, maybe the outline from this morning, or if you've got the back of a blank outline, another outline, and you want to turn that to the blank side, and if you want to draw a big plus mark in the middle of that page. And that's where we want to start. And when I say big, I mean, you know, from almost the top to almost the bottom, and from almost the left to almost the right. It's a big plus mark on that page. And then what we're going to do is we're going to label some things on that page. So if we've got our big plus mark there, at the very top of that vertical line, we're going to put important. Important. You know, there certainly are some things in life that are important. There's no doubt about it. And then at the bottom, I don't know if you can see that. Is it? Slide that up as far as I can there. Whoa. That thing's not quite working right. All right. I think we may need to work on our... There we go. Okay, now stay put. All right, may need to work on that a little, tighten it up. At the very bottom... It's still kind of blurry here, isn't it? That's where that was. Okay. Now, at the top is important. At the bottom is not important. All of us probably have a different idea of what is important and what is not important. Something that's very important to one person may not be very important to someone else. But certainly as Christians, the Scriptures teach us to do as Christians as all being in that important category. And anything that the Bible leaves uncovered, and we say sometimes, speak where the Bible speaks and be silent where the Bible is silent. Well, any of the areas that the Bible is truly silent about, sometimes I know people use that, they really misuse that, and they say, well, the Bible's silent on instrumental music or something. No, the Bible's not silent. It tells us that we're supposed to sing. That's the law of exclusion. That's not silent. What the Bible's silent about is things like whether we're supposed to have a car or, you know, something about whether we should wear a suit on Sunday. The Bible's silent about those. And I know those are traditions, and we, you know, we do those things. You know, we're all sitting, we're sitting here in our suits and things to this Sunday, and we're at church. And, but, you know, obviously in the first century, none of them wore suits to church. You knew that, right? They all wore their robes. Okay, that's what they wore. So, you know, the times change, the cultures change. And so, but those kinds of things, cultural things, traditional things, those fall in that not important category. The commands of God fall in the important category. Now, on the left side, and then the right side, we want to do two things. On the left side, we're going to put urgent. Well, there are a lot of things in life that just seem really urgent. When the doorbell rings, that seems really urgent, doesn't it? You just ding, 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 ding. Oh, that's urgent. Got to run answer that door. Now, it may or may not be important. It may be somebody ringing, hey, your house is on fire. Well, that's pretty important. Maybe somebody, hey, you know, I was really hoping that you could buy a raffle ticket for me. Not very important. Okay. So, there are things that are urgent. Some of them may be important, some of them not important. And then there are things that are not urgent. There are some things that if left go, it nobody notices for weeks, months, sometimes even years. And so those are not urgent. Now what we notice is when we've made this plus sign, then we've got basically four little boxes. And everything in our life is going to fit into one of these four little boxes. The things that would fit in this box up here are going to be things that are urgent and important. The things that would fit in this box over here are the things that would be important but not urgent. Down here in this side of the plus sign are the things that are not urgent and not important. And then on this side are the things that are urgent but not important. Now I want to give us a little illustration to help us see how this works. Let's think about a car, for example. Putting gas in the car is important and it's urgent. If you don't put gas in the car, you will run out of gas very quickly and it will not run. Am I right? You ever done that? I've done that. Run out of gas. Car won't work without it. When you run out, the car stops. No matter how nicely you talk to it or how cruelly you talk to it, don't change it. If it doesn't have, that's an important part of running a car. Now this is, you know, in the scheme of your life, we're not talking about the scheme of your whole life, but in terms of the car, this is just an example in terms of a car. Putting the gas in the car is important and it's urgent. And a lot of cars, when you get down there to about a gallon or two left in the tank, the little light comes on and it dings and it reminds you, hey, you're about out of gas. Some of you may not ever let yours get that low, but some of the rest of us, you know what I'm talking about. Yours stays that way all the time, right? You just put enough to get it out, and then, you know, a couple minutes later, it's back dinging at you again. But that's an important thing. Okay, now let's look at this other side over here. The important but not urgent. Well, think about a car. What could be important but not urgent? Well, what about changing the oil in the car? Now, I'm not talking about adding oil if it's low, you know, then the oil light comes on. But, you know, I know some say 3,000 between oil changes. Different oils say, hey, this one can go longer than the other. I've seen one that said it could go 15,000 miles between oil changes. That'd be nice. But the fact of the matter is, you can go for months, maybe even a couple of years, and never change that oil. And nobody is going to notice. They see you driving down the road. They won't know that you didn't change your oil when you were supposed to. But eventually, what's going to happen to that car if you don't change the oil? The engine's going to seize up, isn't it? It's going to ruin the car. In fact, when it comes to matters of importance, changing the oil is actually more important than putting gas in it. Because you cannot put gas in it and let it sit in your yard for quite some time and then go get some gas and put it in it. It'll probably crank back up and run and then keep putting gas in it. After that, you'll be fine. But the oil, that's very important. But it's not very urgent. It's not something that just screams at you, hey, you got to do this right now. If you don't do this, bad things are going to happen. Even though if you don't do it, bad things are going to happen to your car. Look at the urgent but not important. Something that's urgent but not important. This is my personal opinion. Yeah, y'all take it for what it's worth to you. Some mechanics would argue. Others say don't worry about it. On a lot of the older cars, and maybe you've got one of these. I have one. Well, actually, I have two. The little check engine light has come on. Very urgent. Ding, ding, check engine. I mean, when it says check engine, it's like, oh no, my engine's it's the end of the world. My car's gonna blow up. So I got to run that and take it and get that checked out. And so what did Joe Gibson tell me? I checked it. It's just an oxygen sensor. I wouldn't spend the money to fix it. If it was a new car, but as old as yours is, don't worry about it. It's not that important. So I've been driving both of my vehicles now for a couple of years with the check engine light on. It's screaming, check the engine, it's really urgent. But the mechanic told me, it's not important. I think what it actually is, I'm sure it's increasing my carbon footprint. But I'm not real sure about that. There are some things they scream at you like, this is the most important thing in the world. Now, again, if I don't change the oil, the engine's going to burn up. But there's not a little light flashing, hey, change the oil. That seems to me, if they're going to make an urgent flashing light warning you about something, maybe the oil would be the thing they should warn you about. But they don't. You can drive and drive and drive, and the car will never tell you to change the oil, and it'll tell you to add some oil if you're running out of oil. Okay? But then we got the not urgent and not important category. And when I think about a car, the not urgent and not important category is having some shiny rims. Because I guarantee you, the shiny rims don't make the car run any better than the regular rims. And it's not urgent. It's not something that has to be done right now. Now, if your tire is showing threads, Alex reminds me constantly, if the threads are showing on your tire, you need to probably get another tire. That's important. But the rim, the shiny rim, not a big deal. Doesn't matter. So we see these four different categories in terms of a car. Now I want to give you one more example and then we'll move on to a few other things. What about a house? House, trailer, an apartment building, whatever, wherever you live. There are some things that are important and they're kind of urgent. Like a leaky roof. When that roof starts leaking, and the sheetrock starts falling down on your head, and the wood starts getting wet, and it kind of reminds you every time it rains, hey, you need to get this fixed. It's important. And it's urgently telling you, at least every time it rains, it reminds you that you need to fix this. But what about something that's important but not so urgent? What about the wiring? Most house fires start as a result of bad wiring. And yet there's a lot of times no real warning as such that there's a problem there. There's not anything urgently telling you, take care of this, get it done, or else your house is going to burn down. And yet it's very important that the wiring is good You know, the rats have been chewing through the wiring or whatever. There's a short in it. You know, whatever. You've got too many things on one circuit and it overloads and it can start a fire. That's a big deal. But it's not something that is nearly as urgent. And then something that's not urgent and not important. And I know I'm gonna upset some of you ladies and maybe some of you men too, but let's be honest. In the scheme of things, when you're talking about a house, something that's not urgent and really not important is a new coat of paint on the interior walls. I know you like it. You want to change the color. Oh, this one's kind of dusty or, you know, it's dirt. I want to redo it. I understand, but it's really not important or urgent. It's not something that's going to make a difference in whether the house falls down on you or not. It's not something that's going to make a difference in whether you have shelter or not next winter. And then there are things about the house that are urgent, but not important. And I couldn't think of one, but I'm sure there are some. Maybe you can think of something to fill in that last square. Something that just urgently says, this needs to be done, this needs to be done. Maybe a broken doorbell. You know, somebody can still knock on the door, but every time, the doorbell doesn't work. Maybe something like that would fit in there. But if we look at these things, where do we spend most of our time and attention? I know when it comes to home sales, the thing that will help increase the resale value of a house the most is this one over here, a fresh coat of paint, inside and outside. Now, the outside paint is much more important than the inside paint because it does keep the weather from getting to the wood of the house and things. But a house with a fresh coat of paint, the electrical wiring may be needing replaced desperately. But folks don't look at that. The plumbing, it may be about to rust through and about to clog up. People don't look at that. They just look at that. Pretty good. Look at the color that they paint. That is nice. And we don't realize what's underneath that fresh, shiny coat of paint sometimes, do we? So sometimes we spend a lot of time focusing on the things that are not urgent and not important. I have seen some sharp-looking cars, waxed, got all sorts of fancy features on them, special paint jobs. You've seen those. Broke down on the side of the road. Spent hundreds, thousands even of dollars to make that ride look good. But they didn't fix the problems in the engine. Where the real important things in a car happen. The things that make it go. So, what does the car and the house, what does that have to do with anything? Well, everything in our life is going to fit into one of these categories. Let's bring it over to our Christian life now. Prayer is something that's important, but not seen as very urgent. If I wake up tomorrow morning, or if you wake up tomorrow morning and you don't pray, are the elders going to come and warn you that if you continue that practice, they're going to withdraw fellowship from you? No, and in fact, they probably won't even know. Don't tell them that I told you that, but if you get up tomorrow morning and you don't say your prayers, they won't know tomorrow. Now, God knows, but the elders won't know. And in fact, you could go for weeks or even months not saying your prayer, or maybe not studying your Bible every day or reading your Bible every day. You could go for months and nobody would know but you and God. Over here, though, we've got church attendance. Guess what? We know who's here today and who's not. That's a little more of an urgent thing. We call people that miss church. Do we call people who missed a week of reading their Bible? Or that missed a week of prayer? No. See, the problem is that the things that are important but not urgent, they're still just as important. Is praying and reading your Bible just as important as attending the services? Yeah. It really is. But nobody notices that one if you don't do it. And people notice this one if you don't do it. And so, where is most of our emphasis? Well, it's on this one because that's the one people notice. But then we've got things down here that are urgent, seem to be urgent, but are not that important. These are some of the traditions that we have. And yes, we all have our traditions. If I had shown up tonight wearing jeans and a t-shirt to preach, somebody would have gotten upset. Maybe a lot of folks would have gotten upset. But in the grand scheme of things, and I know Alex talked about this morning, that God's concerned about what's on the inside of us, not so much what's on the outside. And I know we don't want to just look sloppy and not show our best to folks, but you know, somebody could come in jeans and a t-shirt and be right on the inside, and somebody else could come in a suit and be wrong on the inside. And you would think, well, this is urgent. This tradition. And I just picked that one thing. We can look at any tradition. It's a tradition. It's not a command from God. There is no place in the Bible that tells us dress up for church on Sunday, wear a suit on Sunday, or anything of that. It tells us to be modest. Actually, it tells the ladies that. But all of us need to practice modesty. But I could be modest in a lot of different articles of clothing. And then there are things that are not urgent and not important. And I don't want to step on any toes because I enjoy them as much as the next person does. But you know, the pretty little flowers, they're pretty. We could worship God without them. It wouldn't keep us from being able to worship Him at all. And it's not an urgent thing. The nice, we've got nice, pretty, shiny communion wear. Well, you know, we don't have to have that. I really doubt that the first century church had those. And yet they worshiped God just fine without them. Is it nice to have some? Sure. It's nice to have some of those things. But are they important? Is it urgent? No. If we took away those little stands with the flowers on them, somebody would notice probably. But it probably wouldn't make the difference in whether they continued to worship or not. I hope it wouldn't. I enjoy having them. I think it's nice. And I like when, you know, they change them out and bring new ones, and we have all the different ones, and they're nice. And that somebody is, you know, is being able to use a talent they have for decoration to be able to make it a little prettier and everything. But when it comes to being obedient to God and worshiping Him, it's neither here nor there. Here's the problem we have. We spend an awful lot of time down here in these two areas. We spend an awful lot of our time down here. There are a lot of things in life that fit into those categories. A lot of things like our entertainment. Oh, we spend a lot of time being entertained in this society. That fits down here. Sometimes it's urgent, like, I got to get home because it's 6 o'clock, my show comes on, and I don't want to miss it. If I miss my show, I have to wait till summer to watch the reruns. I don't want to miss my show. Seems so urgent. Got to be there at that time. But it's not important. It doesn't matter. 10 years from now, you probably won't remember that show. You'll be all excited about having to get home to watch some different show that's your new show. How many of you remember what your favorite show was 10 years ago? Some of you may. But there are a lot of things like that we spend a lot of time on, but they're really not important. And they shouldn't be urgent. Other things that are not important but seem urgent are things like telemarketers calling. Oh, that phone rings. I got to go answer the phone. And so you pick up the phone and, oh, hi, Mr. Parsley? Is that Mr. Parsley? Why did I rush to get this phone call? Somebody can't even pronounce my name. Sometimes can't even speak English. And they're trying to sell me something that I don't want. But that phone ringing seemed so urgent. But it wasn't important. Spending a lot of time down here. You know, most of the breaking news, I know, you know, there are things that affect, you know, the earthquake in Chile. Affected millions of people. Earthquake in Haiti. Thousands and thousands dead. Affected millions of people. But most of the breaking news, things that should have been a private matter to be dealt with privately with the people involved, like Tiger Woods and his marital problems, is that any of our business? But it was great. It's breaking news, and it's on every talk show and every news show, and everybody's talking about it. That's between him and his wife and whoever else may have been involved and harmed by that. It doesn't affect our lives a bit. At least it shouldn't. And it's none of our business even. That's not important. It's not urgent. But it was breaking news when they broke the story. You know what that really is? That's gossip. That's what that really is. Just something that is, yeah. Now, if you were Tiger's wife, you would think it was, then it affects you. But it doesn't affect us. And that's the way most of the breaking news. Oh, so-and-so in Hollywood is dating so-and-so in Hollywood. And sometimes we pray about these things because they become national news, but honestly, somebody I don't know is dating somebody else I don't know. Happens millions of times every day. Doesn't make the evening news. But somehow because these people are famous, because we've seen them on TV or in a movie, we somehow think we know them or something. They are not people we know. And I promise you, they don't know you. And they're not nearly as concerned about your life as you seem to be about theirs. Now, they eat it up somewhat. But the fact of the matter is, not important, not urgent, but sometimes seems urgent. They make a big deal out of it. Oh, is so-and-so going to do this? Come back for the next season of the show. Who cares? Oh, I know you care because that's your favorite show, and if they leave, the show just won't be worth watching anymore. Well, then quit watching it and do something useful with your time. We're spending way too much time down here. And up here, the important things. Prayer. Studying the Bible. Obeying the law. having some healthy habits, like instead of sitting watching TV, getting up and doing some exercise. Instead of sitting eating in front of the TV. Limiting our portion amounts, and not overeating. And I know it's hard for me too. I'm there. I understand. But see, that's something that's important, but it doesn't seem very urgent. Because, boy, I tell you what, I can eat potato chips and hamburgers and hot dogs and stuff, and I can eat that for years and years and years, and, wow, that didn't hurt me, I'm fit as a fiddle. And then one day, heart attack, boom. Cancer, uh-oh. Blocked arteries, got to go for heart surgery. Because I didn't think it was urgent. And the same thing is true of our spiritual health. We do not do the things that we need to do to take care of our spiritual health. And one day, we'll stand before God in judgment. And we'll see our spiritual condition for what it really is. Where are we going to be then? We need to think about in everything. Where does it fit? Which one am I going to do? What do I need to do first in my life? If there's something important and urgent, then I need to take care of that first and foremost. When I woke up this morning, there were a lot of things I could have done. But I knew worship starts at 10. That's important. And it's only at 10. Can't show up at 1:30. Can't show up tomorrow morning at 10. It's at 10 this morning. Got to be ready for that. That's important and that's urgent. Well, what else? After we've done what's important and urgent, then we need to move to what's important but not urgent. I need to make my time in my day. And those of you who are taking the Fishers and Men course, you're going to find you're going to have to force yourself to do this. There's nobody, well, okay, I'll get your homework done yet. But most days, nobody's going to call you and say, hey, did you do your homework? Did you do your study? It's up to you. You got to do it. Nobody else is there to make you do it. Then we move to the things that may be urgent, but not so important. But we don't want to spend a whole lot of time on that. But sometimes there are things that are urgent with other people, and they may be important to those people, even though they're not necessarily important to us. And so we can help them with some of those things sometimes, because it's important to them. But really, this category over here, we're going to wander into that category sometimes, but we don't need to camp out over there. If it's not urgent and it's not important, why are we wasting our time, energy, and money on it? Everything we have in our lives going on, we need to ask showing up for work, that's pretty important and pretty urgent. Lose my job, won't be able to take care of my family if I don't do this one. Need to think about, is this important? Is this urgent? Is it important and urgent or important and not urgent? But we need to spend most of our time up here. Unfortunately, our society spends most of its time down here. I saw a study recently. It said the average teenager spends over 7 hours a day. Say about 7.5 was what they said. 7.5 hours a day using some sort of media. TV, computer, cell phone, iPod, whatever. For those of you in the older generation, the iPod is it's like a radio or a tape player. But that, they're spending 7.5 hours a day. Some of them, it said, were spending over 14 hours a day doing that. Like 14 hours a day? When do they go to school? When do they sleep?
14 hours a day? Some of them were even using more than 16 hours a day. How is that possible? And I guarantee you, all of that is down here in this. What's the new number one song? Matter. Ooh, have you seen the latest video on YouTube? Doesn't matter. All of those kind of things. They're down here. Now, that doesn't mean we don't ever relax and just do something that's not urgent and not important. We do. We need some relaxation time. We need some recreation. We do need some entertainment sometimes. But that's not the majority of our life. Unfortunately, in our society, that's what it's become. We've got things turned upside down. Our world looks more like this. We got the not important up there at the top. I know that's upside down. That's okay. We got our world turned upside down. We need to get it back right and get the important things back on top where they belong. If you're here tonight and you have a need to respond to the invitation, maybe your priorities are all out of whack. Maybe you've been doing all those things that wasting time on those things and letting the things that are truly important slide by. If you're here and you have a need to respond to the invitation for any reason, we ask that you do so as we stand and as we sing.